It's time for the High School Report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can, First National Bank, committed to the community. Mark Callen of Eastern Maine Sports with us. Hello there, Mark. How are you?
All right. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Well, 1 week from today, you'll be setting up camp at your winter home.
Yeah, we'll actually be almost done game one by this time next week. First game starts at 4, and prelims are Tuesday and Wednesday, and it's time to get things going.
Yeah, everything looks set now. So let's talk, if we can, about some of the prelim games. What are a handful of those that you're interested in seeing, and which ones will you be calling?
Okay, well, we'll start with the girls because they play first. They play Tuesday night. Well, that's the schedule right now, and most of the boys' games will be Wednesday nights. But I think some interesting ones in the girls' games. You know, 9-8 games are always interesting. I think Central Girls at Mountain View will be a good one. And I think number 10, Bucksport, at number 7, Woodland in Class C could be very interesting. And, you know, I've seen Bucksport a few times. They play good defense, which, you know, come tourney time, really suits you good. And in Class B, girls, MCI, you know, they've made a nice little run at the end of the season. They were, you know, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, not in a tourney spot. They've ended up number 10. And, you know, so, and they're going to play at Erskine, who they did beat during the regular season. So that could be interesting. And, Washington County is going to make a long trip to Presque Isle. Some of the girls' action. Wednesday night we'll be in Guilford for a 9-8 Class C boys game. Madden Austin's Academy playing at PCHS. It'll be interesting. PCHS has been a great story. Brian Gaw has done a great job with them. Brian McDormand's done a great job with Madden Austin's Academy, an experienced coach there. So that should be good. One. Other ones in Steep and Offscott Valley at Mountain View, boys, Dexter, George Stevens, and Eric Wiggins at Hodgson. In Class B, the 9-8 game is Winslow at Foxcroft, so that should be very interesting. Teams that don't play in the regular season, it'll be fun to see how they match up. A couple other interesting ones, MDI at Bucksport Boys and Washington Academy at Herman, and also number 12 Presque Isle, number 5 Caribou. You know, on paper, that might look like a mismatch, but they're, you know, two county rivals playing, and they had a really good game the last game of the regular season that Caribou pulled out, so that could be interesting, too. In Class D, a little rivalry game, too, at Stearns on Wednesday night. So, a lot of good stuff going on.
Now, back in preseason, you told us you thought Class B might be the most evenly matched. It sure seems like you were absolutely right about that.
Yeah, I still think that. You know, they got, you know, when Orono finishes as a number 4 seed, and, you know, Caribou is dangerous as a 5 seed because they got to get by Presque Isle first. But they're a dangerous team, too. And, you know, yeah, I think that was exactly right. Now, you know, it's still, you know, on paper, I think it's going to be the most intriguing tournament of them all. You know, and Marana Cook's in the mix there at number 2, a team that nobody knows how any of these teams from up our way match up with because they don't play each other during the regular season. So, you know, but they got some big wins late in the year to move up to number 2.
On the Class B girls' side, who's the biggest threat to unbeaten Ellsworth?
Themselves. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to take away from any other team, but they're just deep and loaded. I mean, Old Town's definitely a team that did play with them in each time they went up against them in the first half. So it's just their you know, depth and you know, they could, you know, their 8th, 9th player could match up with most team starters. Old Town starters are very, very good, though. But so it just takes one game, you know. It's not a best of 7 here. So, you know, it just takes one game. So I would say Old Town's definitely the threat.
Class C boys, Callis top of the heap with a 15-3 record. But anytime I see the potential of a Callis-Machias matchup as things go along, I think, well, that could get interesting later in the tournament.
And it definitely could. That would be if both teams advance, that would be a semifinal matchup. And Machias actually beat them twice. They only have 3 losses, Callis, and Machias was 2 of them. You know, so it definitely could be interesting. You know, tough to be a good team 3 times. You know, as the saying goes, we say that many times in the tournament. But, you know, so that's not a great matchup for number 1 Callis to get there. In Class C, Rich, I actually, I'm going to pick Mount View, who goes in as a number 7 seed. They play a totally different schedule than everybody else. And, you know, they got a lot of talent and a lot of experience on that team. So I guess guess that would be my underdog pick of the tournament.
Class C girls, Dexter, the top seed at 17-1. Machias, man, what do you have to do to get some heel points? 17-1 record, and they're the number 5 seed.
Yeah, and that's, it's not going to be easy if they win the prelim, because then they're going to have to play number 4 Penobscot Valley, who, along with Dexter and Matanauk, are considered the, you know, top teams. But you can't look past Fort Kent. You know, everybody's, you know, they're number 2, and everybody's like, oh, they play this and that. But they actually beat, the reason they're number 2 is they beat Southern Aroostook, gave Southern Aroostook their only loss this season, and also beat Class B Caribou, who Maddie Deprey is probably one of the best players, one of the top 3-4 players in the state. And, you know, Fort Kent beat them. So they do have a couple good wins on the resume, so you can't look past them. Everybody's looking at Dexter, Matanauk, and Penobscot Valley, which is understandable. But you can't look past Fort Kent. And as you said, Matrias only has one loss in the season also.
Class D boys, can anybody take down the Skank Wolverines?
Skank's definitely the favorite. I mean, they're the only undefeated team up in Northern Maine in any class, you know, for boys basketball. You know, Aaron Hutchins is doing an amazing job, but it's not going to be easy. Southern Aroostook, they have 6 losses, but only 2 to Class D teams. And Katahdin comes in as a lower seed, but they beat Southern Aroostook twice. And Bengal Christian's had a heck of a year, and you know, they're also a threat there. So I think it could be a very interesting tournament. Skank's definitely the favorite. They have a transfer too that came this year from Herman, Owen Wyman. So he's added another piece of a team that probably would have been one of the favorites anyway in Class D. So yeah, they have somebody definitely could. I would pick Skank right now the way they played all season. But yeah, Class D boys will be interesting.
And Class D girls, a Southern Aroostook powerhouse, 17-1, the top seed. But Wisdom has had a terrific year with a 13-5 record. And boy, a lot of times you can throw out the records when you get to the Class D tournament.
0-0 right now. You know, Southern Aroostook, as you mentioned, you know, they're the heavy favorite here, kind of like Ellsworth and Class B girls. But Wisdom does have, you know, anytime they take the floor with Lily Roy, they have the, you know, probably the best player on the court. So that makes, you know, any team a threat when, you know, you've got a player like that. And, you know, all it takes is one game of foul trouble for, you know, the favorite, and it ends just like that.
What about Class A and Class AA? Are there any local teams that can make a run and do well against some of the Southern powers?
Well, Hamden, yeah. Hamden, I think, is right there. They could definitely, you know, kind of match up, you know, boys and girls. But, you know, I think they're definitely a threat there in Class A.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. Matter of fact, next week, Mark will join us on Thursday before it all gets underway. So we'll do another preview as we're right on the cusp of tournament action and have those prelim games behind us. So looking forward to it. It's always so much fun, Mark. Get your rest. Bank some this weekend while you can.
I'll try. Looking forward to it. I'm going to get prepared this weekend.
Absolutely. We'll catch you next Thursday, Mark. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rich.
That's Mark Cowan.